bottom line of Gimel Amud Aleph, second to last line of Gimel Amud Aleph, we're about to start the Gemara. This entire Amud, Gimel Amud Beis, is centered around four different statements of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. Two of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and then two of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. So it's Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, then Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav. So we start with two lines from the bottom on Gimel Amud Aleph. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, "Hamalva es chaveru le'esar shanim." If you lend someone money with a 10-year due date, 10 years later, shvius misham taso, shmita will cancel that loan. The afal gav. Tahashta lo karina be lo yigosh, sof asilide lo yigosh. Even though when that Shemitah year comes, the loan isn't due yet, the guy can't even ask you for the money yet, but ultimately he would be able to ask you for the money, and therefore the Shemitah can cancel that loan, even though it's not yet due. Very important concept, lo yigosh. Lo yigosh means you're not allowed to demand money back after Shemitah. Lo yigosh means you're not allowed to demand money back after Shemitah. Masiv Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, well, wait a second. Our Mishnah seems directly against what you just said. You just said that Shemitah cancels 10-year loans. But what did our Mishnah say? Our Mishnah said, and we quote, Om dim kama adam rotza litein. Viyu elev zuz biyado bein litein mikan v'ad laban yom bein litein mikan v'ad eser shanin. We evaluate how much money would a person be willing to pay to have $10,000 in his hand for 10 years rather than having it for just 30 days. V'yamrit shvius misham taso, but if Shemitah cancels a 10-year loan, kulu nami b'yishlumelei. You'd want to pay the full value of the loan. It would be everything, because Shemitah is going to cancel the whole thing. So isn't this a proof that Shemitah does not cancel 10-year loans? Amar Rava, Rava answers, no, it's not a proof. Maybe, hacha b'maya skinan, the Mishnah is talking about the type of loan that Shemitah won't cancel anyway. Shemitah doesn't cancel every loan. There are two types of loans that Shemitah won't cancel. Number one, b'malva ala mashkon. It's an important concept, malva ala mashkon. When you lend money with a collateral, so you lend someone money, but you force them to give you a collateral, then you're always allowed to collect that money even after Shemitah. That might be the case that the Mishnah is talking about. Or, b'moser shtaros of lebezdin. You gave the shtar that says that the guy owes you money to Beis Din to make Beis Din be the collectors for it. Then Shemitah doesn't cancel. Shemitah cancels your loans, not Beis Din's loans. So if you give your shtaros to Beis Din, that's also a concept. Moser shtaros of the Beis Din. Notice in Rashi, on the first skinny line, Moser shtaros of the Beis Din, Rashi writes, who? Pruzbul. That is a pruzbul. That's also an important concept, pruzbul. Pruzbul is a special thing we write in order to make sure that Shemitah does not cancel our loans. Ditnan, because we did learn in the Mishnah that Amal v'ala mashkon, if someone lends money with a collateral, v'amos shtaros of lebeis din, or he gives over his shtaros to beis din, ein mashmitin, Shemitah is not going to cancel the loan. Period. That's why our Mishnah is not a proof. Ika da amri, now we're just going to have the same exact conversation, but we're going to flip it. Some say that Amr Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel's original statement actually was that Hamalva es chaveru le'esar shanim ein shvius misham taso. That what Shmuel actually said is that when you lend money for 10 years, Shemitah does not cancel it. V'avagav da'asi lidei lo yigosh, hashtamia lo karina be lo yigosh. Even though one day the guy may want to claim his money, since during Shemitah it's not yet payable, it's not yet due, Shemitah does not cancel the loan. Now our Mishnah is not going to be a kasha on that. Our Mishnah is going to be what? Our Mishnah is going to be a proof, exactly, a raya. Amar Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana says, Afana Nami Tanina. Yeah, our Mishnah says exactly like that. Because what does our Mishnah say? Om din kama adam rotza litein viyu elev zuz biyado ben litein mikan v'adam in yom ben litein mikan v'ades v'shadim. We try to evaluate how much money a person would be willing to pay to have the money in his hand for 10 years instead of 30 days. But v'yam r'tshviyus misham taso, if Shemitah would cancel any 10-year loan, kulu nami bo shlumilei, he should want to pay everything. But he doesn't want to pay everything. He doesn't pay everything. So obviously, our mission is a proof that Shemitah does not cancel 10-year loans. Rava answers, no, it's not a proof. Same answer we had before. Hacha b'maya skinan. It could be that our Mishnah is talking about the type of loan that Shemitah wouldn't cancel anyway. What are the two types of loans that Shemitah wouldn't cancel anyway? Okay. One with the collateral, malva al-mashkon. and you give the shtaros to Bezin exactly. B'malva l'mashka nu b'moser shtaros l'Bezin ditnan. Like we learned in the Mishnah, malva l'mashka b'moser shtaros l'Bezin ein mashmitin. That if you do loans in that way, there's no shmita canceling it. Period. That is statement number one, conversation number one in this stuff, in this amud. New comment now. Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, if you're lost, pick it up again now. V'amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, first words online are V'amar Rav Yehuda. V'amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel, Ha'omer L'chaveru. Let's say a guy says to his friend, listen, I'm willing to lend you money, but you do know that Shemitah year starts in like 2 weeks, right? So it's a little risky for me to lend you money now. How about I'll lend you money on the condition that Shemitah won't cancel our loan? That Shemitah is not going to affect this loan. Al minash shalot tishamteni shviz. I'm lending you money on the condition that Shemitah shouldn't affect this. Halach is Shviz Mishametas. Shemitah still cancels the loan. Why would Shmuel say that? Says Gemara, Lema Kasavar Shmuel. It must be that Shmuel holds. Here's an important concept. Masne alma shekosuv batorah hu. He is making a condition against what it says in the Torah. The Torah says Shemitah cancels loans. You think you're going to outsmart the Torah? You're going to make a deal? Shemitah won't cancel your loans? I'll make a deal. I'll invite you to my house for Shabbos as long as I can turn on the lights. No, you can't make a deal against what it says in the Torah. The Torah says Shemitah cancels loans. You can't not have it cancel the loans. V'kol ha'masna al-masha kosum ba'Torah. Anyone who makes a tenai, a condition, against what it says in the Torah, to no batal, your condition is worthless. So that must be why Shmuel holds. Shemitah will still cancel that loan. Frankly, Gemara, does Shmuel really hold that way? V'ha'itmar, don't we have a statement that Omer l'chaveru al menashe in l'cha alai ona'a. Ona'a is a key word, a key phrase, a key concept. If let's say you sell something to somebody, there are halachos, you're not allowed to overcharge. You're not allowed to charge someone $10,000 for something that should cost $1,000. And if you do that, the whole sale is null and void, you have to reimburse the money. You're not allowed to do it. It's an issur in the Torah. You can't say, oh, he's an idiot. Why, if he's willing to pay it, why can't I charge it? Yeah. No, you're not allowed to. Price gouging is usher. You're allowed to charge a reasonable amount, but you're not allowed to overcharge someone by more than 1/6 of its reasonable market value, of its fair market value. I can't sell someone a piece of glass and say, this is a rare gem, it's $20,000 diamond, and sell them for $20,000. So you're not allowed, or even if it is a diamond, then it's only $1,000, I can't charge. So that's an Israel no. Let's say I make a sale, but I have a big sign in my store, all sales conditional on the fact that dinei ona'a don't apply. That the halachas of overcharging don't apply. First of all, don't buy in such a store. You'd be an idiot to buy anything from such a store. But let's say you make such a condition, and the guy wants to buy it. Rav Omer, Rav says, yesh lo al avonah. Halachas of avonah still apply. Why would they still apply? You can't make conditions against laws in the Torah. But Shmuel Omer, ein lo al avonah. Shmuel says it works. Big fat question mark. When it came to Shemitah, Shmuel said, you're not allowed to make conditions that get rid of Shemitah laws. But when it comes to Ona'ah, Shmuel seems to be very comfortable making conditions in your deals that get rid of Ona'ah laws. Answers the Gemara, Ha'it Marallah, no, we already explained, Amar Avanan L'didi Mefarshi L'minei de Shmuel. Shmuel explained to me, Al Menas She'in L'cha Alai Ona'ah, Ein Lo Alav Ona'ah. If you phrase it in a way where you won't have any ona'ah claim against me, then there won't be any ona'ah issue. But al menas she'ein bo ona'ah. But if you use the phrase just a little differently, and you say, on the condition that there's no such thing as ona'ah, or that there isn't ona'ah, well, that you can't do. You're not authorized to erase psukim in the Torah. Hare yesh bo ona'ah, then there's going to be ona'ah. So you can say the same thing with Shemitah. Hachanami, and the same is true with Shemitah. If you say, Al menas shelo tishamteini b'shviyis, on the condition that Shemitah shouldn't affect me, that the laws of Shemitah shouldn't affect me right now, then ain't shviyis m'shamta, so Shemitah's not going to cancel the loan. But Al menas shelo tishamteini shviyis, but if you say, it sounds the same, right? It is the same. So we have to change something. I don't know what changes exactly. But Al menas shelo tishamteini shviyis, there must be a Girsa problem here. Al menas shelo tishamteini. Yeah, I don't know. Then Shviyas Mishamtaso, then Shemitah does cancel the loan. So depending whether you make it personal or you make it more global. Tana, Hamad Les Chaveru Stam, when you lend money to somebody and you don't say when the money's due, Eino Rashi L'Tova Pachs Milam Yom, you're not allowed to ask for it back until 30 days later. Savar Rabba Barbar Chana Kameh De Rav L'Meimah. Rabba Barbar Chana thought that Hani Mili B'Malva B'Shtar, important concept, Malva B'Shtar. That's only if you're writing up a document for the loan. That's when you can't claim it until 30 days are up. Why? No one would ever go through the trouble of writing a shtar if the loan is going to be gone the next day or 2 days later. Obviously, it's meant to be a long-term loan if we go through the legalities of hiring a lawyer and a sofer to write up a shtar. So that's when there's an assumption that it's going to be a 30-day loan. Aval milva al peh, another important concept. But a verbal loan, where there is no shtar, lo. Then you could ask for it even sooner. You don't have to wait the 30 days. Amar le Rav, hachi amar chavivi. Rav says, oh yeah, that's what chavivi says. He says the same thing. Chavivi means my uncle. Echad am alva b'shtar v'echad am alva al peh. I'm sorry, not the same thing. My uncle disagrees. My uncle says that it doesn't make a difference whether you lend money with a shtar or whether you lend money verbally. Either way, you can't claim it within 30 days. And Tanya Namiyachi, we have a brisa that supports Rav's uncle. That am alva eschaver ustam eino rashay letova pachs mishloshim yom. When you lend money to somebody without saying a date, a due date, you're not allowed to ask for it until after 30 days. Echad am alva b'shtar v'echad am alva al peh. Whether you did it with a document or not. Amalei Shmuel Rav Masna, lo tesev akareich, don't sit down, Shmuel said to Rav Masna, ad mefarshus al hashmaita, until you can explain to me the following question I have. Minaha milsa da amar rabbanan, amal ves chaveru sta, amenu rashi da tova, pachs milam idiom, echel amal v'bishar, echel amal v'al peh. Where do we get this idea that you can't ask for money back within 30 days, whether you did it verbally or in a shtar? Where does that come from? Shmuel says to Rav Masna, you can't sit down until you answer that question to me. Where in the world does this come from? That you lend someone money and I'll ask for it back until 30 days. Where does the magic 30 days come from? Amar Lehi said, Dichsiv, because the Pasuk says, Karva Shnasa Sheva Shnasa Shmita. The seventh year of the Shemitah year is going to come. So asks the Gemara, what kind of Pasuk is that? Mi mashmash never karva shnasa sheva, eini yodei shi shnasa shmita. From the words, the seventh year is coming. Do I not know that that means shmita year? Elamata malomer shnasa shmita. Why does it have to add the phrase the shmita year? Loma lecha is to teach you yesh shmita acheres shehi kazu, that there's something else that is like shmita in that you're not allowed to ask for your money back. Just like after Shemitah year, you're not allowed to ask for your money back. There's some other halacha out there that when you lend money, you're not allowed to ask for your money back. Ve'ezu, when is that? Zu'a malva es chaveru stam. When you lend money to somebody without a specified date, you have a 30-day window where you are not allowed to ask for your money back. She'eino rashei letovo pachs mishloshim yom, where you're not allowed to ask for it back less than 30 days. Why 30? Damar mar, because we have a tradition, shloshim yom bashana, chashav shana, that sometimes 30 days counts as a whole year. So when it calls it shnas hashmita, it not only refers to the actual shmita year, it refers to this 30-day window where you're not allowed to ask for your money back. Main point number one, two versions, whether Shmuel holds that shmita cancels a 10-year loan or not. Two versions, whether Shmuel holds Shemitah cancels a 10-year loan or not. And our Mishnah is neither a Raya nor a Kasha. Our Mishnah is neither a Raya nor a Kasha, because it might be talking about where you use the collateral or give your shtaros to Beis Din. Two versions, whether Shmuel holds that Shemitah cancels a 10-year loan, and our Mishnah is neither a Raya nor a Kasha, because it might be talking about a case where you gave, where you used the mashko and you used the collateral, or you gave your shtaros to Beis Din. Two versions, whether Shmuel holds.
This is like concept one, concept two.
That's all one. Now number two, we'll go over it again later. Number two, you can't make a tenai that Shemitah or Ona'a doesn't exist, but you can make a tenai that they won't affect you. Again, you cannot make a tenai that Shemitah or Ona'a don't exist, but you can make a tenai that they won't affect you. Point number three. When you lend money with a shtar, you can't ask for it back within 30 days. And some say even when you lend without a shtar. When you lend money with a shtar, you can't ask for it back within 30 days. And some say even if you lend without a shtar. I want to do another line and a half in the Gemara. Second very wide line. Va'am Rav Yudam Rav. Third statement of Rav Yehuda, this time in the name of Rav. Haposeach beis hatzavar b'shabbos chayev chatas. If a person has a garment, a shirt, let's say, and it doesn't have a neck hole, so you have a t-shirt, but it can't go on you because your head doesn't go through, there's no hole for your head, and you open up a neck hole on Shabbos, you cut open a neck hole on Shabbos, you're chayev a carbon chatas, because you did what's called tikkun kli, Rashi says. Tikkun kli, Rashi, it's an important concept in Rashi, tikkun kli, you fixed, you made a garment. Maskev la Rav Kahana, so Rav Kahana asks, well, wait a second, why is this any different than unsealing a barrel? If you have a barrel that's closed and you take off the barrel cap, why is that any different? You just opened it up and made it usable. In the garment, it was closed. It wasn't just shut. It wasn't two things that were shut. It was closed. It was totally attached. It was connected. And you made a new hole. But in the barrel, you have a soda bottle, you have a cap on top of the bottle. The cap is different than the bottle just because it's connected to it. It's not so attached. It's viewed as a separate kli. And therefore, main point number four is opening a beged is different than opening a barrel on Shabbos. Opening a beged is different than opening a barrel on Shabbos. Okay, 6.